listening to Law and Gospel on this Tuesday, June the 18th in the year of our Lord, 2024. Now, normally on Tuesdays, we have a look at the hymn for the coming Sunday, but the radio station is having trouble with our telephone system, so I cannot have on Pastor Mark Smith. We're going to wait till tomorrow to have Pastor Smith on and do the hymn then. But at this time, we're going to take a look at another reading for this proper 7th, June the 23rd. Yesterday, we did Mark 4, beginning with verse 35. That was Jesus calming the wind and wave on the sea. Right now, we're going to take a look at the Old Testament reading for Proper 7. It's Job chapter 38. But I want to take a little look at chapter 37. Job is really confused about God. He says, "This makes my heart tremble and jump from its place. Listen, listen to the thunder of his voice, the rumble coming from his mouth. He lets it go everywhere under heaven, and his lightning to the very ends of the earth. It is followed by a roaring sound and a thundering of his majestic voice. He doesn't hold back the flashes when his thunder is heard. God's thundering voice is wonderful. He does great things we cannot understand." And then Job goes on to talk about some of the great things. He says to the snow, "Fall to the ground," and to the pouring rain, "Be strong." He makes it impossible for any man to work, so that all may acknowledge his work. The beasts go into their dens and lie down in their lairs. A storm comes out of its chamber, and cold from the sweeping winds. So this is chapter 37 of Job. And Job is really confused. He says at the end of 37, "The Almighty, whom we cannot reach, is excellent in power and judgment. He is just, but he does not oppress. So people should fear him. He does not respect those who think they are wise." That is a good attitude to have about God. Because those who think they are wise, think they are wise in their own minds. They think they are better than God, and they decide to do what they want rather than what God wants them to do. So now we're ready to begin chapter 38. "The Lord answers Job out of the storm. Who is this that obscures my purpose by talking without understanding?" Boy, that's a great question from God, and it is used even today, that people obscure his purpose because they're talking without understanding. Now, where do they get the understanding? So they do not obscure his purpose. They get it from the Holy Spirit. That's why the day of Pentecost is so important. Because this is when the Holy Spirit is given to unbelievers so they become believers, which means they have faith and trust the promises of God. So when Pentecost occurs in the life of an individual, they not only receive faith, but they also receive the gift of the forgiveness of sin. And they begin to understand God. Now, to understand God doesn't mean that he makes any sense. For example, to understand God means that he comes in three persons, but still only one God. That doesn't make any sense, but it is an understanding of the Holy Trinity found throughout the Bible, from Genesis through the end of Revelation. So we begin to understand God, even though at times he may not make any sense. For example, we understand that when we baptize a baby, that baby receives faith in Jesus Christ and is saved. That we understand, but we're not sure how that happens, how a baby can have faith. Yet that is the teaching of the Holy Spirit. And when we take the Lord's Supper, we see a morsel of bread and a sip of wine, and we understand that to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ. So we understand what the Lord's Supper is, but it is hard to fathom how that makes any sense at all. That's why we're given faith, to believe the impossible, to agree with God's way of understanding. So that's how God begins chapter 38 of Job. Who is this that obscures my purpose by talking without understanding? Now, this is the way the world thinks. How do they talk without understanding? They believe, and these are unbelievers in the world, that they are saved by their own personal works, which they do. They think that they can do good works, good enough to earn them a place in heaven. They believe that they're saved by obedience to the law. Well, that is talking without understanding, because an unbeliever never has the proper motivation by trying to observe the law. He thinks he's good enough. But the only motivation that God recognizes is trust in Jesus Christ. So when a Christian goes through a time of suffering or injury or problems, we turn to the cross of Christ, knowing that he will never leave us. And he promises that all things will work together to our good. And we trust that. We believe that, even though at times it is way beyond our understanding. So God says to Job, prepare yourself like a man. I will ask you, and you show me. So God's going to ask Job some questions. And this is a technique of God, because Jesus did it also with his disciples, asking them questions, which helped them to understand through faith how God works. For example, the first question in verse 4, where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you understand. Who determined its measurements? You surely know. Or who stretched a measuring line over it? On what were the sockets of its pillars placed? Who laid its cornerstone? See what God is asking Job. Job thinks he understands God, but he only understands what he thinks he knows about God. And that is short of understanding the true God. Job cannot understand how the creation of the world took place. On YouTube, they have a speech from an Australian professor who thinks he's come up with the reason about man. And he talks about how millions of years ago, when man first appeared on the planet, he was a perfect man. He did not do anything wrong. And he gives an example of a family of monkeys that exists that are very close to one another. The female monkeys take real good care of their children. And this professor thinks that that's how it was at the beginning when man first came on earth. And that we too can return to that situation where we love one another, not because we need to, but because we want to. That's how ridiculous that is. Because those same female monkeys that he talks about will attack anyone who tries to hurt their offspring. It's kind of like lions. Lions may take care of their little ones, and they will hide them from enemies, and they will even fight their enemies. But they do not represent what man was like when the earth began. It's a ridiculous nonsense. Instead, we have the Bible that doesn't talk about millions of years, but 6 days of creation. And in those 6 days, Adam and Eve were not sinning. They were perfect. In fact, they could be considered the church, because they believed in God properly, until Satan was allowed in the garden and moved Adam and Eve to sin against God's will, which brought original sin into the world. And that's why individuals are sinners, because of the sin of Adam and Eve. So this is the real explanation, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sins. That was the message found even during the days of creation, when God said, yes, there was a time coming when Satan would bruise the heel of the Messiah. But through that bruising, which was the cross of Christ, he would crush the head of Satan. In other words, put him to death, so that those with faith would begin to understand that they have nothing to fear. For what keeps them out of heaven, namely their sins, were forgiven as they believed the promises of Jesus Christ. Forgiven means that God no longer holds them accountable for their sins, even while they're still sinning, because they're also considered righteous in his sight. Now that is an understanding of God that is found in no other religion except the Christian faith. And you can hear more about this religion by listening to KFUO daily, because it teaches you the proper understanding of God. And that can be heard again and again, explaining how God's purpose is for your salvation and does not obscure understanding God. So God continues asking Job in verse 7, what were you thinking while the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Now the sons of God in that verse refer to the angels who shouted for joy as they worshiped God. That was what Job is talking about. Then God says to Job, who shuts in the sea with doors when it break through and came out of the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and dark clouds its baby clothes, when I prescribed its shoreline and set up bars and doors and said, you may come this far, but no further. Here your surging waves will stop. Of course, God is talking about the land that stops the waves. That's why there are shores and places where people can live right near the raging waters that are held back by the land that God prescribed. Job had nothing to do with making the world as it is. It is all the work of God. Similarly, Job had nothing to do with his salvation. It was a free gift from God. God held back the parts that would keep us from being saved. Namely, the world, the devil, and our flesh. All of that was taken captive by God at the cross. Verse 12, talking to Job, again a question. Did you ever in your life give orders to the morning or send the dawn to its place? Now, people actually get up early in order to see the sun rising and the dawn occurring. They have nothing to make that happen, but it happens by the word of God. And we begin to get a better understanding of God as we recognize what is happening in the creation of the world and how the world continues to exist. I kind of laugh at YouTube because a lot of their movies talk about the end of the world with something hitting the world, some asteroid that will destroy it, or the ozone layer disappearing, which causes a freeze over the whole world. These are all ridiculous notions. Because if these occurred and we knew the world would come to an end, then we would know how the world ends. And God makes it very clear that no one knows the time of the end. But when it occurs, it will occur instantaneously without any warning as the believers are taken up into the clouds of the air to be with Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit in heaven forever and ever. That is the good news of the gospel and helps us to understand God's purpose in creating a world that is safely kept from our harm. But even when it harms us through weather phenomena like hurricanes, tornadoes, or floods, it doesn't mean that the end of the world is occurring through them. No, the end of the world will come through God. He is the one who gives orders to the morning and sends the dawn to its place. Verse 13. He does this so it could take hold of the earth by its borders and shake the wicked out of it. In other words, many people live on the borders of the sea and are often safe because the land keeps the sea from coming over the land. Verse 14, the earth changes like clay under a seal. God is speaking about how that happens. Under a seal that God has put in place, parts of it stand out like folds in a garment. The light of the wicked is taken away. His raised arm is broken. That's what happens to the devil. And his head is crushed by the cross of Jesus Christ. Job 38, a great chapter to remind us that God is in charge, and that he's in charge not only of creation, but also of our redemption. As God became a human being in his incarnation, died on the cross in his crucifixion, raised from the dead in his resurrection, and ascended into heaven in his exaltation. When a believer receives faith, they begin to understand the ways of God, and therefore do not obscure his purpose, but preach to those who need to hear it. Join us tomorrow for the hymn for this coming Sunday. God bless you.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday morning at 9:30 on KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Law and Gospel, please make your check out to Law and Gospel and mail to Law and Gospel, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132, or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962.
Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.